You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Clip-clop goes the trail, sun is rising high. Two gals in the saddle, neath the big Nevada sky. Laughing and chatting as the desert rolls on by. It's Saddle Talk, come along for the ride.
Welcome, listeners, to Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara. Whether you're here to laugh with us, learn, or just ride along, you're in for a really good time. So go grab your helmet or your pooper scooper and settle in with us as we discuss life, horses, of course, and all the unexpected turns along the trail. And hey, whether you're a seasoned cowgirl or you're still learning, remember, we're sharing our own stories and opinions based on decades of personal experience. Always ride safe and check with a professional before trying anything new. Now let's go ride.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my friend.
Oh my God. What are we doing?
We're nuts.
We are nuts, but we're helping a friend?
No, we are helping a saddle sister.
We're helping a saddle sister and we're helping horses.
Yeah.
So this is all meant to be.
It is. And if you haven't listened to or seen part one, where we were trying to figure out what we were going to do and how to help
this
person.
Yeah.
We've decided we are definitely helping this person with two horses. We're about to inherit two horses.
Yes, yes. And the other thing is, I had not planned on being involved at all. And the Montana
connection
did not pan out. Well, and I have to be honest, she was going to breed her.
Yeah.
And I could not let that happen.
I know.
There's
I know.
No way.
No.
Like, why would you? I mean, she wanted to breed her to an Arabian. You know what? Get yourself an Arabian.
You know what? Fuck
like,
you.
Exactly.
I think it's unethical to breed a wild horse that we are taking off the range. And people may have mixed feelings about that. I don't care.
I agree.
There's just so many homeless animals.
There aren't.
I mean, this is what we're doing right now, right? We're going to go save a couple homeless horses.
Uh-huh.
Before they get sent to
the meat market.
The meat market.
Yeah.
So.
And what did you say? You did a little research and what is a horse going for food down to Mexico?
In this area, the price is a little high. So we're looking at about $3,000 about $2,500 to $3,000, depending on the body weight for a 1,100 pound horse.
Yeah.
$3,000. So.
That's.
Someone could come and flip them, and she actually had an offer.
Did she?
Oh, yeah, the owner had an offer for someone to come in and pay $4,000 for both.
Wow.
So that means the person would have made $1,000 each overnight.
Yes.
So if that's not
a reason to go save a horse.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because if that's your only offer, that's what you do, right? Like, uh-huh. Let someone pick them up.
So I have to tell a funny story.
Okay.
So we were trying to figure out how I was going to present this to my husband. So my husband and I did talk, and he said that if my intent was to, sell, he was fine with us, you know, paying what we needed to pay and then, you know, knowing that the horse was going to be sold. And I was like, absolutely, honey. Of course. Yes. And so we found out that Montana wasn't going to pan out. And which I'm really glad now.
I know, me too.
And so we were trying to figure out, you know, I love color. I love buckskins. I have Palomino, Pinto paint. I don't care. Like, I love color. And I know you're not supposed to purchase a horse because of color, because it doesn't matter. But, you know, we have to be honest. It's part of life.
If it's a pretty horse. It's like Matt Mills said.
Yeah.
It's a pretty horse.
No, what Matt Mills said was it costs the same to take care of a pretty horse as it does another horse.
Yep.
And so why not go with pretty?
Why not go with
pretty? So that's what I'm doing. So anyway, so when he came home last night, I was telling him, oh, honey, change of plans. So Kara wants to use our trailer because he had offered. And I was like, no, we got this, But then I was like, no, Kara wants to use our trailer. And then I go, and then there's another change of plan. I go, Montana fell through. And so the horse, the buckskin, is coming to our house and I would like to put it in the arena. And he looked at me with a half smile on his face. And I went, no, I still fully intend to, I can't even say it now with a straight face. I fully intend to just, you know, put more groundwork on her and get her really solid and
fire.
And sell her. No. I'm not going to get a divorce over a horse, right? So,
true.
But he was looking at me with this face and I was like, no. He's like, he looks at me and goes, you're not going to sell her. And I went, I told you. You told me that I could do what I'm doing and pay what I'm paying with as long as I had the intent of selling her. And he goes, well, no, my original statement was she might just be here for a minute until Montana came to pick her up. I said, well, of course, but Montana fell through. And I just found out. Like, I had, and that part, we won't go there. Anyway,
talk about the truthfulness of that part.
Oh, it's all true. This is all true.
Okay.
So Montana fell through and I said to him, I said, right. However, you know, Kara and I were talking. And so she's going to take on the bay and I'm going to take on the buckskin and I'm going to do what I can. And I would love to be able to say I helped to train a Mustang, right? Like, yeah. Who doesn't want that on their resume? And so, couple things here. Michael loves to be a savior, like a hero, right? A hero. And everybody loves the romantic idea of a Mustang. I have always loved that idea. But going to the prisons, watching, you know, what you went through with your Mustang and, you know, how easy it is to...
Gentle.
Well, not just, yes, that, but then also baby. Like,
I know.
You know, what happened to baby? It's like, that could happen to me, right?
Yeah, it absolutely.
Right.
Could.
So,
and for viewers that don't know, baby was laminitic, and I felt like her body was meant for that. Like, she was never going to be okay. And I tried really hard to save her.
So, that's part of the reason why I think Mike is okay with this, because it's a Mustang.
Cool.
Yeah. And so, and she's a fox hog Mustang, which I looked up, and that is here in Nevada. And it's the horses that are on the Fox Mountain and the Hog Mountain.
Cool.
So she is native, and I love her.
Yay, you love her, and you haven't even met her.
I met her yesterday, the other day.
I worked with her. Was only your first date.
That was my first date.
That was 10 minutes.
It was the honeymoon.
Yeah.
No, we're on to the honeymoon now.
Yeah.
That was our first date. So.
This arranged marriage.
Right. So we do know that the owner is a listener of our podcast, and I want her to know that once she decompresses from the drama that put her into the situation where she had to give up her beloved horses,
yeah,
that come over and ride her. You know, you are welcome. And, you know.
Yep. She's July. You are welcome.
I was trying not to say her name, but. No, we don't. I don't think she'd be fine. That's the story of what we're doing right now. And I apologize to anybody watching if it looks weird because I'm holding a stabilizer because this is only our second time doing a video episode and we're still new. So bear with us. But we hope that that's what endears you to us because we don't mind showing you the ugly when we're trying to do stuff because that's what life is. It's about ugly and beautiful. And
isn't it though?
It is.
I'm really excited about what we're doing. I feel like we're helping a woman. And like I had said in the original podcast, I felt this sisterly bond towards this person because of the situation that she's in.
Right.
And I just feel like if you live long enough, we all have those moments where life changes in an instant.
Yes.
And it's almost like you have this biochemical reaction in your brain where your brain literally shifts and you can feel it shift and you feel the aftermath.
Yes.
And I feel like that's what's happened to this person, and she's doing the best that she can to do right by these animals.
Yes.
And we've been trying for a couple months.
So when someone's really trying and we have the resources to help, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go help her. And I'm excited that we get to help someone.
Yes.
And I'm excited we get to help these horses too.
Yeah, I am too.
They seem really awesome and we're just going to have fun.
They were really sweet. And I have like, I have a round pen. If any of you have ever watched our videos on Facebook, I post a lot of pictures of a video of me working with Kaya in the round pen. So that's going to be Sienna. I'm absolutely going to keep her name. I love that name, Sienna.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so I decided I'm going to change my horse's name to something ratchet. I can't help it.
So what are you going to name
her? So I'm going to name her Bebe.
Yes.
I'm going to name her Bebe, but I'm going to spell it B-A-E.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Because her name is I think it's Brandy Rose, which is really cute. But when I look at her right now, she's in that super awkward, like,
well,
3-year-old year where she looks a little ratchet.
Yeah.
She's got a big old blockhead.
Blockhead, yeah.
Yeah. And her eyes are kind of spaced together in the front of her head, and it's really funny. So I'm like, you know what? You're a little ratchet just like me.
Well, and not just that, but I thought it would help because if you've listened to one of our other episodes, Kara and I talked about how she tends to identify things by color.
I see.
So
this will help.
So this will help because she's a bae.
She's a bae.
And we're going to call her Bebe.
We'll call her Bebe.
So.
Oh, and you know what? That's kind of in honor of my baby.
Aww.
Remember? So my other horse, our Mustang, her name was Sirena. I loved her so much. She loved water like a fish.
Yeah.
So I called her Sirena, and it had like a double meaning. It meant in Spanish, yes, queen.
Aww.
And then it also meant like a siren. So she would play in the water all day.
I know she would. I would take care of her, I'd see her doing that.
I loved how she used to do that. She would literally put both legs in. I wanted to buy her a stock.
Okay, everybody, we're stopping for gas, so yeah, we're going to pause here. Kara.
So, ew, roadkill, that's gnarly. So this morning, I found a penny in the dirt, and I'm sure it's been there since night.
Would agree.
So maybe this is a good sign.
Is it heads up or tails up?
I don't know, but I do know in my lifetime, whenever I pick up domestic pennies, it works out. If I pick up foreign pennies, that day I have bad luck. I don't know why. I'm not exaggerating.
So for those...
A penny and a French penny, and both of those days were bad.
So for people that don't know, find a penny, pick it up.
All day I'll be happy luck, but I love Canada. And I love French people and France because, hello, I mean, I am French. And... the whole Statue of Liberty situation, I learned about that in school. I'll never be like, it sounds so stupid. When I was a kid, I used to want to write a letter to France thanking them for supporting us during the war.
Aww.
Oh, I have one more thing I wanted to share with
what? You. I mean, people
while
are going to
driving.
People are probably out there going, stop being distracted.
This is not an automatic truck, but not like my car. In this document,
which is our
bill of sale.
Yes.
There is an act of microfeminism that I am very proud of. So in an act of microfeminism, we have the bill of sale for both the horses. And one horse is being sold for $1. And
wait. Yeah. That one horse is his.
Horse is his.
Right.
The other horse is going for $14.99 for a grand total of $1,500 for two horses, which is basically a rehoming fee.
Yes.
Right? It's an adoption.
And yes, we're splitting. You guys heard that, right? We're splitting. We're splitting.
Because we're co-parenting.
That's what this is. That's what co-parenting is.
Yeah. I could not do what I've been doing with my horses if I wasn't free.
Wouldn't be doing what I'm doing with if it wasn't for you. Like, I would never probably would have even moved here. Mike and I were wanting to move, but we were not set on Nevada, you know. But when we came up to visit you and Doug, it was like, I mean, at that point, we didn't even know we'd live around the corner from you.
That's nice.
But Michael took to this area like a fish to water.
It's amazing. He really did. I remember when we drove up here, I'm the one that drove. I had the directions. I had the address in my phone. And when we got to your house, he, I think, stayed for 20 minutes and then had to go scope out the place. He found Costco. That's what nailed it.
Well, we have Costco. We have sushi. We have, like, all these creature comforts, but then you have the rural life. It's hard to not love this place. And then, I mean, if you can tell out our windows, we bought this amazing desert land.
Sorry, friend. It was Costco. That's the other deal.
Well, we're never moving because...
I can't now.
Yeah, you can't now.
I can't even retire. My plan was to retire in 5 years. That ain't happening.
Here's horse number five.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my God, I love this truck.
I do too.
I don't know what truck this is. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know it's a Chevy, but when you put on the blinker, it literally shows you what's next to your.
Well, it has a great camera system.
I know.
You know, and that's nice. So that was it. When I was talking to Mike last night and I thought, well, our truck can pull the trailer. I mean, that's why I have the truck. And then he was like, she's got those great cameras.
I love how when you put on the blinker, it actually shows you right next to your trailer.
Yes.
There. So yeah. If anyone's scared to haul, I would definitely recommend investing in a truck that's at least a 2500. I prefer the diesel because I love having a diesel brake.
Yeah.
An exhaust brake. It just softens downhills, but... anyone who's not super experienced and you want to get a trailer and you want to do stuff with your ponies, bigger is better when it comes to haul.
Yeah, but I also think, too, that even if a person can't afford this truck,
yeah,
you can probably, you're going to have a truck, right? Like, but if you have a truck that's newer that has that display,
oh yeah,
or like a backup camera, yeah, things like that, you could probably... take it somewhere and have someone install a camera.
Oh, do aftermarket?
Yeah,
yeah.
A camera kit. Because I think that is, truck is awesome for that. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, people used to ask me at the barn, because you and I hauled all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we were hauling like 2-3 times a month. People would come to me and ask me because I think they saw me hauling and they, I know it's just sexism. Like, you don't think that a girl could haul. Like, it's not automatic, right? Especially in SoCal.
You and Darlene totally taught me how to haul. And I'll be forever grateful because it's, you know what? First, never thought I'd have a horse. Second, I only wanted one to trot around the barn with.
Dude.
Then, I don't need a trailer. Then I meet you. And we trailer. And I'm like, fuck.
We trailer everywhere. Maybe that's so much fun.
Maybe I do need a trailer. I get a trailer. I only need one horse. Wait, there's this other one. Now I need this other one.
I feel like there's a theme here.
And then, yeah, you.
What are we doing with our life?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
You corrupt me.
We're living the YOLO life, girl.
Well, yeah. It's true.
And here we are, going to go help someone. And I hope someday that she gets to live her YOLO life.
I think she will.
Yeah.
It's just a dark time. I mean, we all have them. We have them at different stages in our life. And, you know, what are you going to do?
Did you hear that, like, when a woman gives birth, it actually changes the pathways in her brain?
I have heard that.
Okay.
I've also heard that part of each child that she has stays in her. Like,
what?
Well, because our blood mixes. Like,
so fucking.
I mean, I might have that wrong. So, like, if you know the medical field and I'm wrong, I apologize. But I have heard that there is a remnant in some manner, which is, I think, you know, part of why they can tell who your mother is.
Mm.
Mitochondria?
No, you're talking about DNA.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we're not going to go down that road, but I have heard both of what you said, and I have also heard that, you know, yeah. Well, moms carry a lot of shit.
And I've done a lot of research and learning on trauma and like what trauma does to a brain. And I, you know, I can't help but know, having gone through trauma myself, that those trauma pathways are real. I'm just talking about as an individual, when you get traumatized, your brain literally rewires itself and it holds the trauma in a different location than other memories.
Oh.
That's why like trauma will play on a reel, like a movie, mm-hmm. over and over and over in your brain,
mm-hmm.
different than other memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like for this person and for my past history, I do the same thing. And you kind of hold it in your brain differently and your brain changes in an instant, right?
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that this is a hurdle that she gets past. And I see that happening to her. And I really hope that we're helping her friend.
Yes. I think we are.
I wonder if like drama in horses is the same way. Because you know how like if someone traumatizes a horse one time,
that like Shooter.
Like 800 times like to make it better.
Shooter has had some trauma that broke his nose, and now that memory is stored somewhere, and when he panics, it triggers that memory, and he over-pulls back.
Yep.
So I agree.
Theory about positive memories.
Go ahead.
So, been around horses a long time, right? Interacted with a lot of them. And I have this theory that when you introduce something new, that if it's positive versus neutral, that it lays the pathway for more positivity. That like when there's no scariness and no neutrality, but instead there's positivity with that brain pathway, that it sets them up for success with whatever it is that you're doing. I swear to God, it fucking works. So like if I'm going to train a horse to stand at the block for the first time, I make that the best occasion ever.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention because I keep trying to make sure that my camera is... And then there's the whole neck thing going on. And I'll keep this in. So for all of you out there,
I'll keep this in.
You know, like, all of my 60 years is right here.
Mm. I think you shouldn't let it bother you.
I know. No one probably noticed except for my family if they watch, because they'll be pointing it out.
No.
No, in a sibling kind of stupid way. Yeah, no, they won't point it out. My sisters love me, and I love my sisters. We have a good family. It's still sibling, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, there's no issues, but that's a whole different podcast. That's a whole different podcast.
You know what's so weird is I've always been super body positive, and I got it from my aunt.
I love for you.
I know.
And I think that it helps me.
Really?
Yeah, it does, because you are. And then I'm just like, why do I even think I need to worry about, like, I'm getting old. I'm going to get old, right?
You are if you get old.
Exactly.
If you get wrinkled.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I think the problem is all my life growing up, everybody has always said that I look younger than what my number is. So now, and I knew that, you know, I knew I never looked my age. But now I'm starting to kind of look my age. I don't think I look... what I thought, I don't think I look like what I thought 60 looked like when I was 10. You know,
right.
When I was 10, 60 was freaking old.
Yeah.
And they looked old.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm that. But then, like, the whole neck thing, you know. Yeah. Plus, you know, as you guys all know, you know, I've done the Ozempic. And I don't think that, I hate the Ozempic neck. I hate that term. It's just... weight loss and collagen, you know, you lose collagen as you get older too anyway. So it's like, who cares? Like, why should I let this worry me?
I don't know. And look, we're on our way to go get new ponies.
Exactly.
And this is what we're talking about.
And the ponies don't care.
The ponies don't care.
No.
And I feel like it's crazy that like in our society that we are so conscious of what we look like. It's kind of sad. And I had a really cool auntie who I used to hang out with all the time. She was our nanny. And yeah, I love you. Penny. Really
does Penny listen to us?
Of course.
Aw, hi, no. Penny. Thank you for listening to us. I don't want that all on me.
But she really taught me that you can't help it. B, if you try, you might look
worse. You will look worse, trust me.
I'm so scared of ever, because I've always had small, like, upper lip. I don't care. But I really do have a small upper lip compared to other lips.
Please don't get Botox in your lips.
I will never get Botox in my lips, because do you remember that one challenge the kids had where they put a cup on their mouth.
No.
And then they sucked.
No.
Yeah, they sucked. And then their lips got swollen with blood for like 2 days and it made their lips bigger.
Ooh.
Yeah. There was a kid who did it at my school and he came to school and they were so swollen and purple. And he didn't come to school for like a week because it was really sad.
Oh, I was reading MSN. Yeah. I read the news. And there's some woman somewhere, I don't even know where she is, but she wants the biggest lips in the world. And I, what? No lie, they're like this. I mean, it's disgusting.
That's just
sad. It's just gross.
That's sad.
Like, what motivates you to even want that?
Oh, you know what? Scratch that. We're going to be riding horses.
There's no time for extracurricular. Are you kidding me? No, you just dragged me into this. No, we're riding horses.
You know, the other thing we're going to add to our repertoire I'm really excited about is you said we could walk our horses.
Yes, yes. We're going to start walking our horses like people walk their dogs.
Yeah. Yes. I am very excited about that. I just think that it really does add to a relationship bond.
Yes.
That you just can't get.
Yes.
With.
I mean, there's people that are writing books and doing studies on things like that. So.
Really?
Yeah. I think there was like a 100-mile challenge on Facebook or something to do that, you know, to walk 100 miles with your horse. Not in one day. Oh, hey, guys. Look at the middle line. Oh, my God. I hope you guys saw that.
So sweet.
So my question was, so she must have been rounded up as a yearling.
Who, mine or your?
Both. And she's probably had her for what, maybe 2 years? And then yours is going on
three.
Yeah.
So she must have been a yearling.
Because they have the freeze brand, so they were gathered.
Right? No, you can look it up, their freeze brand. So that's what we should do.
I was going to.
Okay.
But they're kind of hard to read.
If you take a picture, though, it's really cool. I know that there's a group on Facebook where you can post it and someone will actually help you translate it. This is so exciting.
And I'm not getting the freeze brand tattooed on me.
Yet.
Like, now I have to wait for my BFF to come out here and I tattoo with her.
Oh.
I tattoo with her.
Yeah, I can't tattoo.
I know you can't tattoo.
I'll allergic to everything.
So. We'll see. Oh, my gosh.
This is so exciting.
It is exciting, but I feel it's a little bittersweet because I feel like we're excited about something that somebody else is going through a rough time.
That's a good
That point. Makes it possible for us.
Yeah, like her pain and his pain and everything they've gone through is leading to us inheriting these animals.
So I feel a little bittersweet being excited about it.
It's true. But we are turning sadness into goodness.
Giving her pressure relief and we're, you know, doing something fun for ourselves. And, you know, like I said, you know, she knows where we are. She can come and visit them when she feels comfortable to ride. Like, absolutely. You know, and that's a funny thing, too. I was thinking. So yeah. I got Kaya as a 6-year-old. With no rides on her, and I'm starting from scratch, and now I'm getting a Mustang that's 2 years younger and has had 20 rides on, and I can probably get on her right away.
Yeah, did you see that one video of her pulling a log?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be able to...
She was breathing hard, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he did with her prior to the log pull. I certainly hope the log pull is not what was making her breathe so.
I think she was worked that day because I watched all the videos and he was wearing the same outfit and he did like 18 things in one day.
Okay.
So it must have been that she was already like mentally exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do a reassessment. I want to let the mare settle in at my house.
Yes.
Right. And then we can assess.
Yes.
And we can actually post those videos too. But yeah. I like to let a horse just relax.
Yes.
Learn who's feeding it.
Yes. And get to know its surroundings.
Dream trailer. It's going to pass us. This is in our future, friend. Someday, that's what I'm buying, whether or not Doug wants me to. They're the best trailers. See, look at the pony butts. They're going to go have fun. That's our future, friend. Yeah, heart trailers are the best. You don't see a lot.
Here.
That's my dream, is a 3-horse slant heart trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the coolest designs. You know what's going to happen is I'm going to have to get the 4 horse because you already have a 3 horse. If we have 7 horses between us, how many are we going to have? No, 8?
8.
What the?
8.
What are we doing? I'm going to question everything and nothing.
I think we just need to breathe. And I was thinking about it the other day on part one when you were talking about how you were worried because you don't, you know, like sometimes you will sacrifice your own self-care. And I thought to myself, you don't have to. If the horses sit and you give yourself a day every week, let's say it's Sunday. Sunday is when you prepare your meals. Especially even during the school year. Sunday's when you prepare your meals for the day. If the horses all sit on Sunday, so what? And if you finish doing what you're doing, then, and you have time left over, then yeah, you go out and you play with one of them. The other ones aren't going to care. So it's like, I think that you're like anticipating, because it's kind of like maybe a past trauma thing, right? Like you used to do it and you are better now. You don't do that to yourself anymore, but I think maybe you're worried you're going to regress. Okay? So we're still going to go get our pedicure.
It is a trauma thing. Like now that you say that, like a little light bulb went off in my brain as you were saying that. I think I always had this idea in my brain that I had to work.
Yes.
Because I needed to achieve.
I agree.
Achieve like a certain level.
Yes.
Because there was always this sort of like generational trauma about for nothing.
Yeah.
But when you come from a teen parent situation, like they put their teen parent trauma onto their children. We all do that, right?
Yeah.
So I always had this idea that I couldn't stop working and that I had to keep working in a certain direction all the time.
Right.
And that there is no rest. And it's so weird because I can't stop it.
But I think you are stopping it.
I think
you're slowing down.
Yeah.
I think as far as the horses are concerned,
yeah,
the horses don't.
They literally don't give a shit.
And I was thinking too about what you said. You know, if I have 5, I can't even say it out loud. If I have 5 now,
yeah,
the 3 I have that are my geriatrics, they don't care. Like I'm going to retire Autumn. Like. Not from life. She's, you know, I'll still pony her. We'll walk with her. You know, we're still going to do stuff. But as far as, because honestly, I was telling Michael last night, what was the other angle I used? I will actually now have 4 horses I can ride. And if I have to turn, you know, Shooter into somebody that like, say, Christian can ride, you know, mm-hmm. Shooter won't be somebody that anyone can ride. But
yeah.
Tay can ride, Christian can ride, if Mike feels comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So
he's rideable by someone who.
Yes. So I literally will have 4 horses that I can ride once Kaya comes online. So that's what I told him. And I said, honey, you know, we have at best 5 or 6 years for the 3 of them, right? The end, I will have 2 young, rideable horses.
It's true.
And I said, Sienna could be yours.
So you get the Palomino and he gets Buckskin.
Yes. Well, I get both. But yes, that's how we're spinning it. Max is Tay's horse. Like, that's just how it is. Anyone can ride Max, but, you know, it's Tay's horse. So
Tay helped train it.
Yes. So, so that's going to be the deal. So when you think to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm regressing and I'm not giving myself any self-care, which is... You know, and it's not the superficial things. It's the rest, the relaxation, getting yourself prepared first. You're
planning
your meals and the laundry.
It's their blessing and their curse, right? Like they can sit in a backyard for 10 years.
Yes.
And they'll be okay. They're getting food.
Which is what Colt did.
It's what Colt did. He literally sat in a backyard for 10 years.
And if he had had proper care, he'd be fine. Right?
He would have cared. Didn't know the difference. No pasture.
And I give my horses all this space. And you know what they do? They stand at the front of the gate waiting for food. Sorry, guys. They stand at the front waiting for food or they go to their soft spot and lay down and sleep. It's not like they're frolicking. Even Kaya. Kaya has that whole big area and she hangs out at the front.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
I know. That's not my horse.
Yeah. So the plan is, guys, I'm going to try to put Sienna and Kaya, almost called her Kira, and Kaya together at some point so that they could be buddies. Yeah. So we'll see. So I think we should sign off. So we're getting close.
And we appreciate everyone's love and wish us luck.
All right. Pickup has happened.
We did it.
Yep. They're in the trailer. It was a little sad. Yeah, there was a little tears. There was a lot of hugs. And the horses did great. You did great getting them in the trailer.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think we're a good team.
We are a great
team. Yeah, and I suggested to her that she stand away from the trailer if she had any worries or concerns. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, even when you don't think that you're nervous, you do. You can be. I do it with Shooter.
Yep.
So.
Well, I think that the girls loaded really, really well because I was trying to stay really calm and hoping and just being really, really kind.
Mm-hmm.
And they loaded great on the first try because I let them stand there and wait.
Yes.
And then they came in.
And I think that makes people uneasy because when you were waiting for the horse, she was trying to tell you what to do. Yep. Like, and when you said load, she did load. So
said the word load.
Yeah.
She got it.
And she told us to do that. Yeah. So that was a very good, you know.
Hint.
Tip. Yeah. Thank you for the tip.
I don't know if tip trainer means that, but.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
I'm sarcastic.
So they loaded really great because we were waiting and we gave the horse a minute to process, to lick and chew.
We did. We gave
them
a minute.
That's my new term. Everyone needs to lick and chew.
In life.
Like just lick and chew.
And they had alfalfa ready for them.
Yes.
A little half a flake.
And I think it was good that they hadn't eaten yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always good.
A little alfalfa.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. If you can tempt one in when you have to, do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and like she was saying, you know, turning them around to get them out, you know, I don't know if we're going to need to do that.
Oh, they were very mild mannered.
Yeah, they were.
You know, what's so funny is like when you have someone that handles your horses roughly, and then they do well, anyone who handles them less rough is going to be okay.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. There's a couple of jump over trainers on the West Coast. And I remember talking to one of my old trainers and she said, I did not want one of his horses.
Right.
Because he was so good at what he did. She's like, I'm not going to be that quiet. She's like, I need a horse from someone who's a little louder in their training.
So that she appears to be quiet.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
I feel like that's what these two girls have gone through. It's kind of like loud training.
Did they both go through the tip training?
Yes.
Okay.
And the bay that I got had more ride time on than the buckskin.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Yeah. So for people that don't know about tip training, what is that? I know it's a program that the BLM doesn't offer anymore.
No, they ended it, but we talked about this in part one, where it's just little...
Oh, micro things that they have to learn.
That they have to do, like pick up their feet, get
load in a trailer.
Load trailing, giving to pressure. I don't know what they all are because every tip trainer who does it, they always end up doing more anyways.
Sure.
Okay. But it's only a few things. And then because you're trying to do those things, I mean, you basically have to do everything to load a horse into a trailer.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So it's funny, you know, these younger Mustangs have more... more training than
Armani
or Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I found with the Mustangs is they're super trainable. I know everyone doesn't want one, but they're pretty amazing. Don't I go right?
Right.
I'm so glad you're navigating.
See? This is why I'm so glad you're driving. Sure. I'm glad you're driving.
I like going super
slow. Yeah, because I did not want to drive these. I did not want to do this.
Girls. Okay, we got that corner. And then I like to straighten out before I go faster.
Yeah.
There we go. I don't want it to be crazy back there. I can't wait to get a goose next.
We're in no rush.
Yeah, we are no.
That's the biggest part. When you're trailering, don't be in a rush.
Nope.
I know it's hard, you know, to not be like if you're in a fire situation or, you know, something, but yeah.
Yeah, I never want a horse to have a bad experience in the trailer because when you go to load them the next time, they're like, fuck you.
No.
So I'm very...
Somebody told me that when you have an accident in a trailer with the horse remembers the trailer. If you have an accident in a trailer with a mule, the mule remembers who put him in there.
Are you serious?
That's what somebody said. That's funny. I thought it was cute.
Mules are so smart.
They are. It's about her.
And you know what? I think this is probably my last horse. I called my dad this morning. And I told him everything.
This is your last horse?
I think this might be my last horse. And he's just laughing. And I said, well, I don't want to be one of those women who's 80 and I have 5 horses to give away.
Right.
Like, I'm planning ahead.
Right.
And at some point, I'm not going to have the physical capability.
No.
And I'm almost 50. So if she lives to be 20, that'll put me at 70.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll buy.
God, when you're 70, I'm 80. I will be the 80-year-old with 5 horses.
Yes, you will.
But I won't have 5 horses because I'm done. I mean, I don't have the room.
Right.
Like, I literally have no more room. And I don't know. Somebody just texted it to me. Oh, my sister, because of course I had to tell my sisters. It said my sister was like, you're literally running out of room. Like, you can't take any more horses.
You are literally.
So this has to be. She's like, so stop responding to people who need their horses rescued.
No.
I'm sorry. We can't help anybody.
No, we can't help. We are literally full up.
I mean, we can help as far as like spreading the word. We'll put your stuff all over our Facebook page. We'll even.
I can help you run the app.
Do what we can. And I'm telling you, that horse click still was not working. I'm telling you.
I got it to work last night and then I took it down.
Okay.
I'm not joking. Yeah. They called me again yesterday. Dream Horse was amazing to advertise on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horse clicks was harder, but they had excellent customer service. I wrote it in a review when I ended
it. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I took all the ads down.
So, everybody out there watching this, laugh as hard as you want.
But here we are.
We really do think that these will be it.
These will be it. These are our girls forever. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
here we are.
Here we are.
Sucka. You're as big of a sucker as I am.
Yeah, I'm the pusher. Because honestly, I may have been able to talk you out of it.
Yeah. We were right there on the edge.
Yeah.
But then I met her in person, and that's going to get me every time. So from now on, we are not allowed to meet horses that we can't physically fit on our property.
Right.
Let's set that ground rule.
Well, but wait. So, like, one of my horses passes away.
No.
Or two of my horses pass away.
No.
Now I have room.
You do. But then you have to think of long-term care and planning, because this is how many horses for free now? I think this means. And
well,
it's
this
not
horse
really
was
free,
not for free.
But it was like a rehoming fee, right?
Sure.
For cheaper than normal.
Oh, this is 100%. Oh, my God.
Horse since we moved to Nevada.
Yeah, because Autumn was $3,000 and Max was $3,000.
And that was back in the day.
I mean, it was 5 years ago for Max.
Oh, 5 for Max.
And it was 13 years ago for Autumn.
Okay.
Because she, too, had an owner that just really wanted it to go to a nice place. And she didn't really need the money, but $3,000 was fine.
Yeah.
So I've only paid for 2. Well, I paid for another one, but that's different. That's horse adjacent.
Horse adjacent.
So anyway. All righty. Well, I think we can wrap this up.
We can. We're on our way home.
We're on our way home.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Keep y'all updated.
Absolutely. Check out our
Settle In.
Well, and check out our Facebook. We're going to have posts. We're going to post pictures. Of course, they're going to be part of our pony reports moving forward, because I'm sure we'll have a lot to report. And yeah, so everybody go out there, ride your horse, walk your dog, pet your cat. You know, just love your animals. And if you see somebody that you can help, help them.
Might as well.
Just help them. Yeah. Just,
you know, if you can.
Love everybody. Toodles.
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 Hey, friends. That's the end of today's ride. We hope you enjoyed listening. Don't forget to follow Saddle Talk with Sandy and Kara wherever you get your podcasts. Please leave us a review, share us with a friend, and saddle up with us next time as we ride through more stories, questions, and our wild tangents. Till then, friends, keep your boots dusty and your hard hats on. We hope to see you out on the trail.
Dandy and Kara stirrups swinging free, talking about life and love and mystery. From coyotes to coffee, they'll cover it all with the sagebrush blowing and the wild birds call. So cinch up your boots, we're hitting the track. Saddle Talk's on and we're not looking